Just 1% of polling places in Connecticut were still without power as of Monday, as the state prepared for today's primary election. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports most of those sites were in Fairfield County, where crews are cleaning up debris a week after Tropical Storm Isaias.
Secretary of the State Denise Merrill says many residents who only this week received absentee ballots or are without power from the storm might choose to go to the polls instead, and says their safety will be a priority.
It's like going to the grocery store. We're used to this now, you know, where they only allow a certain number in at a time, where everyone has to wear a mask if they enter the building. So it's going to be the same kind of thing. And I think people can feel pretty safe, you know, as much as any of us can be when we're using all those guidelines. So we urge everyone, bring a mask.
Merrill says voters who just got their absentee ballots this week should drop them off at a ballot box at town halls. She says don't mail them out. It's too late. Primary election results are not expected for days, if not weeks, to count the nearly 300,000 absentee ballots that were applied for. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
Polls are open until 8 p.m. tonight. Mailed-in ballots that are postmarked today will count.